Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go, wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Now back to Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
All right, we are down here at Helix Esports on a Patriots place. Place is fantastic. Going to come check it out. I got the bar, I got the food, and of course all the games
and
to go along with it.
People in the bathrooms. Yep. You never know who you'll meet.
Yep.
I bet you anything you have been out and met a bunch of friends when you were younger.
I made some of my best friends waiting in line for the
bathroom
at the bar.
But see, that's
once we got into the bathroom, it's private time.
Yeah, it's quiet.
But women do the whole booth thing. Like guys, it's a trough.
Yeah, with your like best friend.
No, best friend. Like, Lou, want to go to the bathroom with me?
Yeah, pretty much when you're like 24.
Would you go into a urinal? Like go into like a
go into a urinal.
A booth, right? And then would you guys go in there together?
Yeah, because we'd be like, hey,
let's go pee together?
Yeah, women do that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, good luck.
At the urinal, though, I'm not up for conversation, to be honest.
What if all of a sudden you have to go number two? Then what happens?
That doesn't happen.
Then you
that would be insane.
All right, Becky, please leave. I don't know. I didn't think this was going to happen.
If one of my friends did that in front
of me, just go and pee.
I would end the friendship.
But you do know that's usually the way if you have to go number one, make yourself go number two.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You ever done this with drug testing? Like in drug testing?
Wait.
Like in the NFL?
Hold on. When you got drug tested, you would aggressively drop a deuce?
Isn't the guy in there with you?
Well, this is the gross part. This is the gross part.
Oh, this is the gross
part. Yeah, because obviously like in the NFL, like you have to take your test like early in the morning. If you couldn't go, like they always say, don't go to the bathroom. But you know, you're drinking all this water. Sure enough, at 5 o'clock in the morning, you got to go to the bathroom. The guy knocks on your door. It's 5:30. He's like, you got to go real quick or you can't go to practice. He's like, well, I don't have to go. So you're sitting there, you're drinking water, you're putting the faucet on. And then someone came up with the great idea. I told him, say, listen, if you make yourself go number two, number one will follow. So I was like, well, crap, I got to get my ass to practice.
Did you do
so,
this in front of the people who surveyed your NCAA?
Yes, and the guy has to watch you.
Yes.
So
oh
I'm
God,
sitting there with the door open. I say, listen. You want number one. You're gonna get number one, but I gotta go to number two.
Two's gotta come first.
Christian,
so
he's got the
door open.
That's disgusting.
And he has to watch.
What are we doing?
What is wrong with you?
He has to watch. I want to get to practice. Can't miss practice. Can't be late for me.
Arcan is leaving.
So I'm sitting like this, Lou. Where's my trip? I'm sitting like this, and I got the cup right here in my hand, and I'm just like, and the dude's like, he was so angry. He was so angry at me. I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. You said you had to watch, and I just gave it to him, and then I walked out.
You gave him what?
I gave him the urine.
Did you wipe while he was still there?
Well, he also, once you hand it to him, you basically have to stay with it, right? So once you hand him the urine sample, you have to make sure that he seals it.
Right.
Okay, then you have to sign it.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, he did sit there while I wiped.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I got it.
I felt like that was really like ingenious. I felt like that was like
what's ingenious.
Oh, because
that guy's
job in life is so great already. He watches people pee all day.
Yeah. I know,
now
but
he's gotta watch this guy take a dump.
There's no way I was gonna be
like it's just
I didn't tell him to be the pee guy.
Christian,
it's not
wait
like
a second. Hold on.
Large football
it's not
player.
The one that's making you.
You're making this.
Did you stare at him the whole time?
I did make contact. Yes.
It's hard to avoid.
Those stalls. That's like what animals do when they're going to, like, overtake each other.
No, they throw it at each other. But for the record, just for the record, I felt like it was, like, a really, like, clever move on my part.
What? It's clever.
You're not allowed
that.
To leave.
I would say
until,
this.
You can't go to practice until you go to the bathroom.
I would say this.
Why couldn't
you
go?
Why wouldn't you just pee?
I couldn't. Mego, I couldn't
go. You got nervous?
Go. No, I already went, like, 10 minutes before, and then they woke me up, and I was like, dude, I just went.
See, you doing this whole thing to this poor guy.
Hold on. You couldn't pee, but you could force the other issue.
Well, that took a while, too. That took about 35 minutes, and then I remember someone else walked in. They're like, dude, you got to sit down, and they said you had to commit.
Was that other person Vince Wilfork?
Larry Izzo.
But imagine, like, big Vince.
I know. Y'all come on in here. How many of y'all going to be in here?
Imagine having like a big O, and he's in there, and he's like, sorry, dude.
I will tell you, I'm not going to – I don't want to completely disgust our listeners, but it was not pleasant.
Oh, my God.
It's camp food. It's camp poop.
Oh, Christian.
So it's next level disgusting.
Oh, my God.
You're looking – why are you shaming me right now?
No, because I never
– kind of
blew it to yourself.
It is a true story.
I know it is. That's why I'm so
disgusted.
Maybe
the New York Post will pick this up.
No, because I've never gone there. It's always like, I got to drink more.
Yes, it took too long.
Drink more.
Why do you
They put big signs up all around the dorm, right? Like, don't go to the bathroom. You know, urine test, drug test. It happened to so many people. They would just get up naturally, go to the bathroom. And the next thing you know, you hear this. You know, I was like, damn it, I just went. And you couldn't leave until you went. So you couldn't, like, go because they thought you would try to, like, you know, maybe change the urine, do like a whole, you know, Wizinator.
Bust out the Wizinator.
Yeah, the Wizinator, right, you know. Yeah. So they had to physically watch you. You had to sit there with them the whole time. So I was like having a good old conversation with this guy. I was like, listen.
And then what happened?
Like, we're friends, right?
No.
We're buddies?
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be friends with
you. Like, we're buddies now, right? I've been in here for an hour and a half. Listen, we're going to have
you
to try
it. Was 35 minutes.
Whatever.
The whole thing took an hour and a half?
Oh, no, no.
Once you started
beginning
getting
to
going.
End. Oh, right. Forgetting to end.
Can we go on and move on to Mac? Because now I'm a little disgusted.
I'm really disgusted.
Our listeners have gone from Maniac Bill's Mafia to crapping in front of a guy who's drug testing me. I want to go to Mac Jones. Karen Garrigan writes this article. Headline.
True story.
How did we get there?
This is what happens when you let Christian go to the bathroom by himself.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the problem.
By himself.
Didn't have a poo buddy today. Arcade, you got to follow him next time. Otherwise,
next
both people are going to come on the show.
I know.
All right, go ahead, Lou.
All right, Karen Garrigan, Pat's quarterback, Mac Jones, needs to lead his first big-time upset. So he starts talking about at this stage, quarterback Mac Jones hasn't had much success as an underdog. He's 2-7 as an underdog. Those two wins, she says, was in Buffalo last year in that windstorm. He threw three passes. Mm-hmm. And the other upset win was out in L.A. when they beat the Chargers. Arguably one of their better wins in 2 years, even though they didn't make the playoffs.
And that wasn't a good performance
No,
by
they
him.
Beat him 27-24. He was 18 for 35 for 217 yards and no touchdowns. So he didn't even play great in that game. How big of a game is this for Mac? Just another great opportunity for him to hopefully pull a game out in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
Which he really hasn't done other than Houston. Houston's the only comeback win he's ever had against one of the worst franchises in football last 3 years.
Earlier, we were defining these. I felt like we were merging comeback victory and fourth quarter comeback, which I felt like Volen had, right? Because there was different numbers. But you're saying last series, got to have it drive, less than 2 minutes on the clock.
No, how about this? Just beat a team you shouldn't.
Yes.
Beat a team.
Steal
beat
a game.
Beat a team that you really shouldn't. And again, it's happened twice. Buffalo in a freaking windstorm where he threw three passes in the Chargers. So it's like just – But last week against Minnesota, Baltimore was an opportunity. You know, Miami earlier in the year was an opportunity. These last six games are all opportunities. Now, you could argue they probably should beat Arizona maybe or the Raiders probably, but this game here, beat a team you shouldn't beat.
I agree, Lou, because as much as I am on the Mac train, still on the Mac train, how many games have we seen at this point with Mac as the starting quarterback where it's, hey, you hung around with that good team.
Mm-hmm.
Mac looked good. What a good game.
Promising.
Dallas, Tampa, yeah. Vikings.
Baltimore.
Give me some more. Packers, that was in Mac. That was a Mac.
Baltimore. But
Baltimore.
For
well, Baltimore
quarters.
Until the fourth quarter was really bad in that one.
Yeah.
That's just off the top of my head. There's a bunch of them. Now, you beat good teams last year. You haven't really beat a really good team this year. But I'm just looking at that going like, okay, come on. The next step is finish the game. Get through that fourth quarter. Make it happen for your team.
See, if I was him, I would hope that I get the opportunity to do just that, so I could just prove to everybody, because I feel like it'll make everybody feel better about any situation out there. Because how do you really know you can do it unless you actually do it? You know, because you get in these situations. We talked about them. We talked with them on Monday about the red zone, you know, and the fringe and the tight red and the entire 25-yard into the goal line. And do you actually get anxious? Do you tighten up a little bit? Now, he didn't really admit to it, but I think they do.
The team does.
I think the team tightens up. I think they get nervous. I think they've made so many mistakes, and they've given up sacks and had turnovers, and they've had penalties to put them out of scoring position to make everything harder. Yeah, I think they play tight because they just aren't good at it.
Yeah, so you're still in like the phase, a couple years in, and trying to see glimpses of it, right? You check some boxes. So this is one of them. Like last week, for example, another guy drafted in his class, Trevor Lawrence, right? Down 7 against the Baltimore Ravens. Final drive, scores a touchdown, and then throws a dime for the 2-point conversion. Like that's a moment, right? Like that's finishing off a game, beating a team that you shouldn't. And that's something we haven't seen.
It's a necessary tangible when you – like, it's not just about this game and this season, because who knows where this team is going this season realistically, even if you win 4 of the next 6 games or whatever, and you get into the first round, like, where is it really going? When you look at the big picture, these are the kind of qualities that you need to be able to start checking off with your second-year quarterback to say, okay, we're moving in the right direction with investing time and everything in this guy, hopefully next year, and then looking towards what that next contract's going to be. These are the kind of things, the qualities, that you have to be able to check off and say, he's got that. He's got that in him because we haven't seen it
yet. She points out like he's 12-10 as a starter. And of those 12 wins, 8 were blowouts. Like just 8 were blowouts. And the only – comeback win was against the Texans. She says the lonely Texans. So, but still 8 blowouts. Like we said, you know, you can win those games against.
You can win against really crappy
the
teams.
The Colts, you know what I mean, with Ellinger. You can win against the Jets. You win those games. But it's like, and even it was a tight game against Pittsburgh earlier in the year, 19-17. But win a close one against a very good team. That's something that we haven't seen from him. I want to come back. When we come back, we got some calls up there at 617-779.
Poop stories?
7937. More poop stories. No mafia, no poop stories, no nothing. Ben Volen's got some of those numbers that you talked about. Those fourth quarter comebacks. And we'll tell you what some of those numbers are and your calls. It's next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Ben Volen, something similar to Karen Garrigan over in the Globe, talking about still searching for that signature fourth quarter win, something we've been talking about now. And it's not just Mac, it's the football team, right? It's having drives and there's a hold or, you know, whatever, and running into the kicker, just stupid mistakes. But just looking at Mac himself, in 2 years now, he had where he ranks among quarterbacks trailing into the fourth quarter. So there's fourth quarter numbers and when trailing in the fourth quarter. So his passer rating in the fourth quarter is 25th in the league. Completion percentage, 24th in the league. Touchdown percentage, 25th in the league. And when he's trailing in the fourth, his QB rating is 33rd in the NFL. And his touchdown percentage is 32nd, which is not the good way.
That's real bad.
25th in completion percentage. This is a guy that like lives on completion percentage. Just a 70% completion guy. But in the fourth quarter, he's 24th in the league. And when he's trailing, he's even worse. So these are some of the things that, you know, the boxes that I always talk about need to be checked off, whether it's health, games played, winning in the fourth quarter. Great. How about playoff wins? You know what I mean? Like taking over the fourth quarter, being the better quarterback, winning football games. It's something that I think he's going to have an opportunity to do here in the next 6 weeks.
So why do we think that is? Why is it three quarters good and then just complete demolition time?
Because they're an undisciplined team.
But this is his history, right? This is not just this year.
This is his history with the Patriots.
The first two years.
I think you look at the first year and you can write some of the stuff that happened off, or at least I would, in last season in the back half coming off of the bye with the rookie wall, which I think was real with him. This season, I think it is a lot of situational buffoonery, which you pointed to at the beginning of what you were talking about there. And it's also just like... They just don't know what to do when they get down there.
Situational buffoonery.
You like that?
It's like the opposite of situational, like the bad side of situational awareness. Because people talk about situational awareness, but there is like people who do it well and those who don't.
I think a lot of it.
Situational buffoonery.
Yeah, I think a lot of it this year obviously is like the coaching, you know, like fourth quarter, the game speeds up on them as well. But I think it does come down to talent. You know, in the fourth quarter, we mentioned it before, Brady, all those years, like there'll be fourth quarters where it's nothing but Edelman and Gronk, you know, and when you look at some of these, you know, these quarterbacks that, you know, these fourth quarters, you say, okay, well, do they have kind of weapons do they have around them, you know?
So it makes me think about something that we talked to Dan Orlovsky about yesterday, right? That was Wednesday? Mm-hmm. It's so weird with the Thursday night football. So he was talking, and I asked him to be a little bit more specific about it, about Mac Jones playing with conviction, because to me that's one of those terms that you hear other NFL guys throw around, like command and conviction and all this, and I'm like, okay, so what does this really mean? And I think a lot of it comes down to buying into the game plan, understanding what's coming next. He said, you know, basically anticipating all the different factors of what he's going to be seeing so that he can get ahead of that. Forget the exact word that he used. He kept using it a couple times. I forget it. But I think when you put Mac into situations where he can perform that way, we would see a little bit more of this fourth quarter performance. We'd see him be able to take responsibility for the offense, but they've swung it to the exact opposite. Like the things that we've seen him do well, how much have we seen of him? Not just the RPOs, but like being in up-tempo stuff. He always does well when he's in up-tempo stuff. And it's like part of it is I feel like this offense overall can't execute it because they can't even line up straight without shooting themselves in the foot.
So let me see. All right. So
don't do it. That's what I mean.
So like let's put him in all the things that he doesn't like to do.
Exactly.
Let's see what he's made of.
Don't let him throw to Hunter Henry.
Yo, well, one, let's not trick the defense. Don't,
you know
let's
what?
Make him earn it.
Don't put Kendrick Bourne on the field.
And don't spread him out and make it obvious where
he goes
throw
back
the football.
To the sound we played the other day about Mike McDaniel talking about Tua, and it sounded exactly like where Mac is right now in his career, after his second year, broken down, you know, put behind the eight ball, mainly because of, say, a coaching staff. And then it's never really played to his strengths. Never not doing enough RPOs and play action, things like that, speed up offense. Like, they're not doing any of that to put him in his strengths.
How do you ask him to put the offense on his back when you don't give him anything, like any foundation under his feet at all? That's literally what it looks like he's playing like.
I get it.
He's playing on sliding plates when he's out
there. Trevor Lawrence has 4 game-winning drives in 2 years. What's been on his plate?
Last week, a game.
To your point, Luke, his natural talent is higher. But that doesn't mean
that Matt. Yeah. I mean, Marvin Jones and Zay Jones and, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like ETN was out, you know, but so it's like he came all the way back against Baltimore.
Here's the thing. Like, it doesn't have to be either or. Like, Matt can be a really good quarterback with who he is. He doesn't have to be Trevor Lawrence. Maybe Trevor Lawrence would be able to overcome some of the stuff here, but that's not Mac. Like, this is the quarterback who you have. If you're going to make him the best quarterback he could be, you would build the foundation for him and support him.
So they had this list in Volan's article, like game-winning drives, right? Because there's a difference between fourth quarter comebacks.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, fourth quarter comebacks, but game-winning drives are like the game's over. Like we never give the lead back up again. It's right at the end.
The game is won.
So he's had one, and it's against the Houston Texans.
I know.
And I was amazed to see the list because we talk about, like, Justin Herbert. He's overrated. They don't win much. You know he's got 9 game-winning drives? Is that, like, every win they've had?
This year?
That's most of the wins that the Chargers have had. They haven't been a good football team, and, like, that's been a mess over there, but yet he's got 9. Daniel Jones has 6. Yeah, so I'm guessing a lot of those are this year, right? Under Brian Daboll, Saquon Barkley.
Well, I mean, both of those guys are older. Both of those guys are their third year.
Yeah, they've been around a little longer.
Well, so one more year, right?
I know, but
maybe Mac has 8 next year.
Yeah, there he goes.
Joe Burrow's got 6.
He's got 6 games left. Maybe he has one tonight.
Maybe he has 6.
Who started more games, Mac or Taylor Heineke?
You know what? This is where you lose
me. Heineke's got 5.
Because
Taylor
Heineke is a unicorn. He's a freak. He's a weirdo. Like, he is too dumb to lose.
He's got 5. I'm just saying, you go down that list. Like, Tua's got 4. Justin Fields already has 2. Kenny Pickett's a rookie. He's got 2. That's a bad situation. Now he's got some.
So, I mean, again, let's be specific here because the way Volan categorized a comeback, kind of when I heard it, I was like, eh. I mean, that's not what I thought it was.
So there's two definitions of a fourth quarter comeback, and those numbers are a little bit different. I was giving you game-winning drives.
Okay.
But the fourth quarter comeback is only when a team has to complete a scoring drive in the fourth quarter while trailing by a score in a game that it eventually wins. So it could go back and forth.
So you can score. Like, you can have the last score of the fourth quarter, even though it's like with 12 minutes left in the game. That basically is a fourth quarter comeback. So you scored last, and the defense held them, so you get – you get credit for a fourth quarter comeback, correct?
That's lame.
Well, no, I don't. I think it's stupid. So that's why when I read that, I was like, wow, that's not very impressive. So you drive all the way down there. You're behind 3 or you're behind 4. You get a touchdown with, 13 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And now people are patting you on the back. Man, that was stressful. You held the lead. I feel like that's.
But a game-winning drives.
That's the one that's
those
impressive.
Numbers that I'm telling you.
Yeah,
those
that's
are the numbers.
One that's impressive.
Because the game, the fourth quarter comebacks are a little bit different. But game-winning drives, like last week with Trevor Lawrence. You're down by 7. You come down the field. You put up 8.
2-point conversion, yeah.
Game over.
Well, listen, basically, the Patriots had an opportunity for that last week. The ball was like, unbelievable.
They were down 5 against Baltimore to start the quarter as well, and it went interception, fumble, interception. They were within 3 points or a tie ball game in the fourth quarter against these guys, and they did absolutely nothing. So it's – and I'm not saying it's all on Mac because there's obviously a lot of factors. You got a dumb football team that make dumb mistakes, and you don't have great talent. In the fourth quarter right here, who's he turning to? It's a tie ball game.
Myers.
Fourth quarter. Myers and Stevenson up and down the field.
Yep.
Right?
3 yard, 5 yard play, 5 yard play, maybe a drag, check down, check down, check down. Angle route, check down.
And to
flat,
your point,
check down.
Last week, the Buffalo Bills, tie ball game, 28 seconds to go.
That's all he needed.
Allen to Diggs, game
That's
over.
It. All and it was Field so goal. And it was so funny, like they just listen, they've had a lot of success together, and then I remember like all the things that Diggs was saying about like I just knew that what was going to happen. They each knew what was gonna happen. And the Detroit Lions tried – like, they played this weird prevent defense where there's this massive hole in the middle of the field. And sure enough, dart right in his chest, catch, field goal, win the game. Like, I mean, that is my biggest fear. Like, if they do get a lead, defense gets a stop, like, four-minute offense has got to be on point, and that's where I don't think they have it. I think they had a four-minute offense earlier in the year where they actually ended the game on offense. Maybe it was Pittsburgh, one of the two games they won early on. And I was like, wow, that's what you need to see. The defense held them. You won't want to give them another opportunity to score, so you run out the clock. Victory formation. That's what I'm looking for. I don't think their offensive line is good enough. I think it's like tackle for loss, third and not manageable. That's what I think it is.
It really is just like that should be the T-shirt.
Yeah, it's like tackle for loss.
Third and unmanageable.
I can't deal. Whatever it is you want
to
call it.
And Christian, to your point, like we all admit, like last week the offensive line was very good. Until the fourth quarter.
We all admit.
Yeah. But, I mean, the old line was good.
On the fence.
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Last week they were good against Minnesota. And then in the fourth quarter, there was a couple of sacks. Like, in the fourth quarter, kind of, you sort of lost it. Like, this is the problem with this football team. It's like, yeah, they're good. They can hang in there. But in the fourth quarter, when the stars show up, you don't have enough of them. Or you don't have them.
I'm glad you said this football team, because I think, you know, obviously we're focusing on Mac Jones, but it's the defense.
It's Judon.
Okay, so
he's your star.
Tommy brought this up when we talked to him about an hour ago. He said it's going to be a big game for Mac Judon.
It better be.
Because he was a little quiet last week, and you look at the rate that he was racking up sacks before the bye, and you look at what happened last year. And you do have to worry about a little bit of a cliff again. And if he disappears, you have no chance against anybody if he disappears from that pass rush.
Yeah, you need your stars to show up, and he's your star. He's your best player.
Well, I would say the fact that the Watkins kid, the guy that's their starting left tackle, not in, not playing.
So Judon goes to that side a lot because usually he's on the other side, right?
Yeah.
He goes after the right tackle a lot.
Yeah.
So right tackle is Spencer Brown, who, according to, I think this was from Andrew Callahan, has regressed significantly this season, allowed 3 sacks and pressure on 8% of his pass blocking snaps. So he's pretty weak over on the other side.
When it's all said and done, isn't the most important side of the ball the defensive side of the ball? Like, really? Like, I feel like that is the most important side of the ball. They didn't punt in back-to-back games.
Yeah, but Christian,
you have to make them punt.
I agree, but as we've seen the last, say, just 2 games, like against the Jets, it was about defense and special teams. Your offense sucked. Against Minnesota, it was about your offense, but your defense and your special teams sucked. So it's like this team can't afford. You say it's all about the defense?
Well obviously – complimentary football, Lou. Come on, what are we doing here?
No, all 3 phases.
They're not good enough for 1 phase to suck.
I know, but
pick a phase.
Like special teams, the special teams sucked last week.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
They were horrible.
The reason why you lost that game. And then defensively, I feel like, you know, so you went against Jefferson.
It was fine.
It was like, whatever. Like sometimes, what are you going to do, right? The guy's making unbelievable catches. But I would say, to give yourself hope, your defense has to man up and get some stops.
Yeah, because you don't have the explosive offense.
No.
Touchdown, field goal.
17 you can't do it.
What, 6?
Yeah, next thing you know, you're looking up and it's 24 to nothing.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell happened? It's still the first
Folks
quarter.
Folks down there banging field goals and they get a touchdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like 17 to 6. Like you can't. You need your defense to show up.
If I was going to like really break it down, I would say, all right, how physical can you be at the point of attack? Okay, one, I got to be the more physical team. Right, and I'll start with the offense. Physical, that's the name of the game, because we're not as skilled, so we got to play smash mouth football. Right, that's would be my mentality. Second, okay, you just can't give the impact plays, you can't give the explosive plays, you can't give the one-hand catch for 30 yards. You know what? Fine, if they get a bunch of yards but they don't score, we're good, because I think that the explosive plays will freaking kill you. They're demoralizing, and you sit there and go, we can't stop them. And I think if you can do that, it's almost like an old school mentality for this team. Like, just be physical. Let them know that you're willing to fight them. But that means you're going to have to run it. And if you're going to run it, that means, I mean, even when I'm saying, I'm like, that's not who they are. They're not a mean, nasty, physical team. Like, Cole Strange can be, but he's usually, like, wrong angle, late, jumping off sides, tipping his pitches, you know.
Help me, Paul.
I just keep trying to go, like, so what do you do? Do you – because I really like last week's, you know, when it came to spread them out, perimeter plays, dink and dunk, just kind of lull them to sleep, you know, think, which one? 100 down the middle.
I think one of the secret issues here with this offense is the fact, do you guys remember when Damian Harris went down? I think it was against the Jets the first game. It was week 8. And we sat there and said, oh, here we go. It's time to cut Ramondre loose. Right? Like, it's his job. Like, he's about to now turn into this great running back in the league.
100-yard game.
Right? And he just hasn't. He said in the 3 games since then, Indianapolis, Jets, Minnesota, Ramondre Stevenson in 3 games has 37 carries for 122 yards, 3.3 yards a carry, no touchdowns. Now, he's caught the ball. He's got 18 receptions in 3 games with 1 touchdown. But is that what you thought? Like, it was, I always felt like, you know, Damian Harris and Ramondre are never going to get the credit they deserve because they're always going to split the game. Mm-hmm. They're always going to split carries. But when Damian Harris went down and Ramondre took over that role, I know Harris came back last week and he's hurt again, whatever, but Harris never took off. 3.3 yards a carry. Obviously, the line plays into that, but that's something that you need to do because you can run against this team a little bit.
Yeah.
I would say look at the two of the last 3 games, though. Like, you play the Colts and the Jets again, and the both of those, I mean, the Colts are decent defense, and the Jets are, I think, a very good defense. And it was, I mean, you had no offense in either of those games.
And you should have relied on your running game, though.
But I think that they knew that that's where you were going. Like these were the games where we were talking about how predictable the offense was, whether that was because Cole Strange is tipping pitches or because they just know exactly where you're going because you do the same thing on tape all the time.
So if you're going to go Judon's most important person in this game on the defense, true or false, agree, disagree,
true.
Anybody?
Yes, absolutely.
Anybody, Arcan?
I agree.
You're a Judon guy.
I don't have
to say yes just because we said yes.
Well, who else would it be?
Thank you.
Devon Godchow?
No.
I would say one of the corners. Jonathan Jones finally getting a pick. Whatever.
Jones has been good. McCourty's been good.
But whatever. I know, but Judon. I still think Judon.
I think Judon.
Offensively, I don't even think it's Mac Jones.
No, it's Ramondre.
It's Ramondre. Can he beat Josh Jacobs? Can he, like, 300 some of the yards, you know, total yards, rushing, receiving, all
I
that stuff?
I still think it's got to be Mac Jones.
I don't know.
I mean, I mean,
it's always. I feel like that's always the answer, though.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel. I mean, obviously, Ramondre can. You know, if he does it, Josh Jacobs goes for 300 total yards. That's a different story. But I still think it's your quarterback. Like last week, he played well. All right, you got to do that again. But you got to be better in situations. I mean, I'm not saying 382 yards, but he's going to have to go for 300 yards.
Did it last week?
Yeah. I mean, against this team, he's going to have to. He's going. This is what's good about. I think the last 6 games. Is that they can't run and hide like they do against the Jets and the Colts and everybody else. They can't do it. They can't afford to do it. Their defense isn't that good. Like these next 6 opponents, if you hold the 23 points, that's a good performance. He is going to have to get going. He is going to have to throw for 275, 300 yards every single game for you to have a chance.
So you're talking numbers.
So you got to find out if he can.
What do they have to score?
They got to score at least 27.
27.
At least 27.
Quite a bit for this offense.
I mean,
can't do that with
I know. There's elements tonight. It's a little elemental out
okay.
there.
Okay, so I was thinking
not as bad as they thought.
Not as bad, but
I was thinking about this when I was driving last night. I was like, "Damn, did they miss it by a day?"
Yeah.
If they had it last night, if they had that weather, it would be an exact replica. It would be like PTSD for Buffalo.
I mean, is 27 enough?
It's going to have to be
at least 27.
I don't know how they get to 27.
Well, at 26 last week.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. They had 26 last week, and the difference
it's not 27.
And the 14-point swing was all, you know, wasn't enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, was it 33-26?
Yeah.
That was the ending score.
I mean, if they had gotten to 27 last week, they still would have lost.
But. Yeah. Let's go to a phone call. Let's go to David in Florida. He's got some thoughts on this game. Go ahead, David. You're on the air.
What's up?
How are we doing?
You know, Belichick always has a very cerebral game plan against Buffalo, and I think Buffalo is going to be expecting them to come out running the ball. So they might, you know, a little reverse psychology. And I mean, it wouldn't surprise you if they come out passing and they look to attack initially the first couple of drives.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. They did it last week, David.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that Mac does have some confidence coming from last week's game. And, I mean, I think you're also going to try to see some trick plays tonight. You might see Patricia try and open up a little bit. And if those trick plays can work, and they're effective, and they come out. They're going to have to score, like you said. I say at least 20, 25, 26 points.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
27 trick plays were great last Thursday.
Defense playing right? well.
The double reverse in the red zone.
I was
going to
say, have you seen a trick play executed by this offense this season? When?
Wait, didn't they complete, maybe not, flea flicker? Didn't they complete a flea flicker?
When?
No. I feel like.
What was actually, the game, Christian?
It's an excellent question.
I think the reverse
Thank
is
you.
The one
it's
sort
actually
of.
It's actually an excellent question. Excellent question.
I think the trick, the reverse is probably the only real trick.
I don't think
the
reverse really.
Trick play.
Have they executed a trick play? I mean, I know they haven't attempted very many of them.
There's no quarterback throwback? They didn't do one of those things
I
don't yet?
No. So. Like, where's Jacoby?
Why do I feel like they had a.
How do they block a flea flicker?
Well, that's the thing. It's
they
like
can't block traditional passes.
Run Ramondre, and by the time he flicks it back to Mac, he's already going to get hit.
He's already on the ground.
It could be if this team tries to do a trick play, it could be a freaking butt fumble all over again. It could be that ugly.
Or like that Colts play?
Yeah, it could look weird.
The special teams punt, the fake punt. The
one Mac, go on without me.
All right, listen, when we come back, continue to take your calls in these Pats game, Pats Bills. What do you expect to see tonight here at Gillette? 617-779-7937. There are some prop bets that I want to look at because I want to put in a bet and I want to get some advice from these guys. So we'll do some of that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we're down here at Helix Esports. Getting ready for the big game here tonight down here at Patriots Place. Swing on by if you're out there enjoying yourself on the way to the game. Stop in and say hello. Now, Patriots, I thought it was very interesting. This line is down to 3.5. Wasn't this thing up to like 5?
It was 5 at the beginning of the week.
5.
So
why is it
mean?
Down to 3?
What does that mean?
Well,
people
have
money
home.
On the Patriots. Starts off at 5. You were always home.
Yeah, I know. It's just like that's kind of – it's a little high. 5.
No, 5. But I'm saying it went from 5 to 3.5. Like, that's a big drop, like, to be. So a lot of people putting money in the Pats here at home thinking that they can win this football game. But I want to ask you guys some of the props.
All right.
Let's start with Josh Allen. 318.5 total yards.
Ooh.
I'm taking the over.
You're going over?
Yeah.
318. Yeah.
Josh Allen, he's going to be like most of their offense.
So just looking.
Total yards, so it's rushing
and
passing.
Yes, yes. And I'm just looking at his last, 5 games rushing. 78 yards against the Lions. His worst was 7 yards against the Browns. 84, 86. And then 49. That
you
was a bad day. Also,
82 rushing yards to Justin Fields.
So if he just throws for a little bit over 2.25, just a little, which I think is like he can get rolling out of bed.
That's a lock.
I think it's an over.
That's a lock.
Now what if they do the whole like, okay, Josh Allen ain't gonna beat us.
Who's that? David
That's
Andrews?
The entire defense.
Oh, I thought Cole Strange.
All
was
of them together. That's the way they sound.
Not going to beat us, Paul.
Pam, you hold the line, boy.
Paul, if we have to play defense with these boys, I will.
I don't trust them.
He hasn't been the yardage monster passing, you know, or just like since he kind of got banged up a little bit, you know. But I mean, he had that one big game against Minnesota, 2 for 330. That was, you know, back and forth, but.
He didn't have Tommy John.
Yeah, I still think he can go over on. And it's interesting. I heard Mike Giardi talking about like the whole Tommy John, like what he has with his elbow. Like he can still. I guess it's not hurting.
Why do you keep saying Tommy John? He didn't get that.
Well, he's got UCL. Same thing.
I know, but it's like
Tommy John.
That was a dream that you had a couple weeks ago.
Imagination land.
But the one thing with pitchers that I know, like that have battled through it and trying not to have surgery and everything else, the power is still there. It's the location.
Accuracy?
Yeah, location.
Well, he doesn't have that little flick or anything
right.
anymore.
So the location.
The little snap.
And apparently, I don't know the numbers, but I heard Giardi the other day on NFL Media saying that like he's still slinging the deep ball, like, and he's accurate. It's the intermediate short stuff where he's not as accurate as he has before this whole elbow injury. So it's kind of like maybe think of a pitcher, right? Like just a short little touch here and there in the short game. Like he's inaccurate. He's not doesn't have his location.
And isn't that just
but he can still sling it deep.
Also, isn't that just where he takes off when he just needs intermediate distance? You know?
Well, like yeah.
He'll just take off and then, oops, missed one tackle.
Don't leave
there
it,
he
don't
goes.
Don't leave an angle.
All right, how about,
he goes. He picked up 12.
How about Steph Diggs? Which one do you like more? Over 85.5 receiving yards or 6.5 receptions?
For Diggs.
For Steph Diggs. Which one would you? Which one do you like? You can let them both. But
all right, give it to me again.
In the corner over there.
Oh, yeah, this guy goes. Wait, did you say six receptions?
Oh, shockingly, a Bills fan.
Steph Diggs, Bills 6.5 receptions
yeah.
or 85.5 yards. Bills Mafia says over. They've been saying over on everything over here.
Wow, I'm going to go. I'm using like last week's other unicorn, Justin Jefferson. 9 catches, 139 yards, over 15-yard average per catch. 9. Now, he was probably targeted more times than that. I'm going over on receptions. But you know what? I'll go under on yards.
What?
I'll go under on yards. No deep balls. Get your heels at like 20 yards. GTFB.
Well, to your point, Foy, I'll tell you this. Last week, I'm looking at this Buffalo. Just random game. I don't know why I pulled this thing up. But Diggs did it. Eight receptions, 77 yards. Yeah. And this was against Detroit. I don't know why this game's up.
So
right now.
I'm going to join you in that.
Oh. The last one
so he only has 3 games where so far this season where he has caught, what is it? It's 5? 6?
6.5.
6.5? Okay, so he has 3 games where he's had, 4 games where he's had 6 or fewer. So I'm going to take the over on that.
Over on reception.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a couple of these games where he had 8 last week. He had 12 against the Vikings. He had 10 against the Chiefs, 7 against the Dolphins, 12 against the Titans. Come on. But.
Come on.
You guys are really trying to middle it. I hate taking receptions over.
Why?
Well, because now it's like one catch for like 30 yards. You just got screwed.
Yeah, tackle him right away. Boom.
Yeah, you just got screwed, though. It's like over.
Yeah, but
you're trying to middle
like,
it. Like okay. 7 catches, no. 80 yards is like,
I feel like we've seen this before. I've seen like. So it's to me, 6 catches. I mean, 6.5 catches. I feel like. They'll target them 10, 12 times.
Yeah, see, I would take the overs. The over reception is what I'm saying.
All right, do what you want.
Yeah, but I would only take the over.
Why does he ask
yards.
Our advice to then just us. Argue yeah. against
No, we're
us.
Having a discussion. But okay. I wouldn't take the try to middle that.
Okay.
How about Mac Jones? 230 rather. 230 and a half passing yards.
Just passing?
Over. Yeah. Over. Over. All day long, over. You're going to have to throw
with
it,
this
homie.
Line?
Quick throws, catch and run, catch and run, catch and run.
A little breezy out there, a little breeze for the ball.
Yeah, he can throw. He's used to that, right? He grew up in Florida.
He's used to bad weather. He has to go over.
He played in Hurricanes.
100%.
If they want a prayer of competing in this game, he's got to go over 230.
Actually, I'm looking at it right now. It's just changed. 242 and a half.
Oh, wow. See, they know.
240.
They know.
That was updated. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Oh, they think
what
it was going to be
before?
Windy? 242 and a half.
And it was what before?
230.
Huh.
Yeah, update. There you go. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Forget about me. That's total yards.
What is he?
You're out of your mind.
I know.
Right 230
now.
What's going
like
on?
It's got to go over. It's got to go over 230.
That's an interesting prop. Is Matt going to run it all tonight?
Yes.
I bet he does.
I bet it's going to be like that Ravens game.
8.5 rushing yards.
8.5? I would take
over.
Over.
Oh, I'd take
that's
over.
Ridiculous.
I'd take over.
Yeah.
Do they really think he's that much of a statue?
Pick up a third first down.
It's third and it's third and 9, third
eight,
and 8.
He's already done that
eight
a couple
and a half
times
rushing
in a few
yards.
Games.
Wow.
I would say he gets that in the first half.
Do they think his
running
still
for
injured?
His life?
I don't know. He's been doing it.
Oh, wait, isn't it
he's
important?
Be running forward.
Yeah,
for
yeah he's gonna ball. It's true. Does lateral count backwards?
So the Ramondre Stevenson one I think is interesting. I always just like the basically score anytime. Because I think he will.
Heard
but
that about
it
you.
Is, yeah. 62 and a half rushing yards, but more importantly, 102. I think 102 rushing and receiving because there could be some receptions there. There have been recently. He's obviously hasn't been running for that well, but 102 yards rushing and receiving.
That I would take the over.
See, I'm going under.
Why?
I'm going under because I think yards are going to be – rushing yards are going to be hard to come by. I think he does most of his damage on the ground. Now he may get 10 carries for 25 yards, something like that. But I think if Connor McDermott is playing and your offensive line is Kajust and this guy and that guy and a bunch of wannabes and could have beens, you're not running the football. Like it's not happening. Period. you know, okay, I'm going to run it like, you know, 30 times and then maybe, like, sure, I don't know what your yards per carry is going to be. It's going to be low.
Let me give you two more. Jacoby Myers, 15 and a half yards.
Over.
Right?
Receiving?
He's got the shoulder injury. Absolutely. Keep in mind,
Is he playing?
He's expected to, right?
He's over.
He's expected to, right?
He is expected to play.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy.
All right, and the last one I got for you is Matthew Judon. 0.75 sacks.
You got to take the over.
One sack. Nice.
If they're, like, in it at all.
Yeah.
I can't get a half. I like Kern's mentality. That I do think he needs to be the closer in this game. Like, he needs to be, if it comes down to him, he's got to be the one to either cause some havoc, create some chaos, and then either lead to a sack or, you know, lead him into a sack. Fumble would be nice. Tackle for a loss.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll get our predictions of what we think is going to happen here tonight. Mutt's going to join us at about 5:30 because we do have to do Mutt versus the show. It's a Thursday night. The last couple Thursday night games have been kind of throwing us off a little bit. So it's going to be Mutt versus Mego picking this game tonight. Buffalo Bills -3.5 points. We'll talk to Mutt at around 5:30. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Patriots. Patriots, Bills, and your calls at 617-779-7937. Is this a must-win for your New England Patriots? We'll discuss it next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.